Nothing is more important than the safety of our UCF community. We will use this incident to make us even more prepared, more alert, and more secure.
Once again, a college campus and a big scare. Could have been a flat-out disaster. Luckily, it wasn't. Perhaps it was because of a roommate and a foiled attempt. That's where we start this hour of America tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. You know, I shudder to think what could have happened here. Lots of bombs, a gun, a handgun, and a shotgun, and somebody who just wasn't right in Orlando, Florida, at one of the dorms where 500 possibilities existed. In other words, 500 people could have been there at a given time, especially when it was after midnight on a Sunday. That's when people come back to the dorm. They're sleeping, they're studying, they're just starting to nod off. So James Oliver, Seeker Kuravam, at the age of 30, decided that I made these bombs and I've got a plan. I'm going to try to execute this plan, but it might have been foiled. That might have been what happened here because he had several roommates. One of the roommates said that he came back to the room, and when he came into the room, the gun was pointed at him. He ran into another room, called 911, and then his roommate killed himself. So by the time the bomb squad arrives, the campus police, the sheriff's deputies, all of them coming into Tower One, that's what they find. They find a guy on the floor, bleeding, dead, and apparently from shooting himself. So the idea that this was going to be a grand attack never happened, thank goodness. So the bombs were sent to an FBI lab to figure out what materials were used because they were homemade. The sheriff's bomb squad examined the explosives, said they were harmless by the time they had gotten there, and a fire alarm went off. So people got out of the building, although the thought was that maybe he pulled the fire alarm to pull people out into the open and then went up into his room to pick up the weapons. Instead, he finds the roommate. The roommate calls, like I said, 911, and the rest is history. They're trying to figure out what is it that made this guy tick. He didn't have a lot of friends. He had anger issues. It seems to be the profile is always set at somewhere in that vicinity, somewhere in that range, 20s, 30s, antisocial, anger problems, mad at the world, furious at what they didn't get or what happened to them. And he was somebody who was a former student, didn't complete his diploma, was 30 years old, and then came back on to the campus, had once in his life a little bit of a snafu with the law, a traffic arrest, but that was in 2006. So did the campus handle this well? Are there questions about should kids be able to have weapons if they want to have weapons on a college campus somewhere? There are more people that are starting to warm up to that idea. Are you one of them? Do you think if somebody wants to be armed, because they know we've seen this happen now before, should they be able to take a weapon with them if they're firearms trained and they have a permit and all the other stuff? So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Keep those numbers handy. I want to make sure I give them out. I'm accused of not giving them out enough. So as the accused, I feel as though I want to say those numbers a lot more. You can weigh in certainly on that. The university, in my opinion, blew it. They blew it because of everything that we heard afterwards. So the fire alarm gets pulled. The sheriff's bomb squad, they come out. Got a whole bunch of cops and FBI. But the kids don't know what's happening. The best quote I saw, we were left in the dark. We were left in the dark. And I don't think in this day and age, you can't do that. I'm in my dorm room. Craziness is going on. Somebody's talking to me about guns. I'm fleeing. I'm running down the steps, hysterical, because that's what started happening. You're out there at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You're still not back into your room. What's going on? Noon, the campus is full-on reopened, and you're only getting bits and pieces, and that's not fair. And some of the bits and pieces were right, and some of them you had to sort out. So was this a mass shooter who was doing everything correctly and then shot himself? Was he foiled? Was he a lunatic? Was, you know, what was the craziness that was going on here? And I think that's what they're trying to piece together. What can we find out about him? What do we know? What could we have learned from this? How did he get the weapons? Who was he after? Was there a specific target? Was it just a random thing? Was he just furious? Did he really not have very many friends? What's the story on, you know, all that kind of thing? So conspiracy theorists are coming out of the woodwork. If you're one of them and you have a cockamamie idea, I want to hear it. Kidding. I think that the best thing that can happen for the FBI is to try to put that profile together. The more that we have access to that, or they have access to it, the more possibilities of maybe stopping someone. Maybe we're going to hear a story eventually that, oh, this almost happened on the campus, this happened, but guess what? Somebody was there, something took place instead, and in this case, there might have been a little bit of an intervention that pushed him over the top, but he certainly could have still fired. He could have fired at his roommate, and he didn't do that. So we may never really get a full-on answer of that. In the meantime, the Republican Party is busy, busy, busy. The Republicans are coming up with some new strategies. And the new strategy is to do an autopsy on themselves. And the autopsy says we have to spend $10 million to reach out to groups that we have not reached out to before, at least not good enough. So who are the groups that the Republicans have to reach out to that they really didn't reach out to the last time around, and it was disastrous, at least with the results anyway, and what would make a difference this next time around in what would make a difference in choices if they did just one thing? What do you think the Republican Party, in rebranding itself, would spend $10 million on? What would be worth a full $10 million? After months and months of discussions and talking to all kinds of people, not just the people who worked the last election, but everybody in the nooks and crannies that I'm so fond of. In fact, the RNC heard from more than 50,000 folks, phoning, polling, focus groups. What was the one major point that emerged from all of that data? What do you think the Republicans learned? I'm going to tell you next.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resource, March 18, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.05.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.45.36, $8.22.68 for a half ounce, or $4.11.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.45.36, $8.22.68, and $4.11.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
About the Republicans rebranding themselves, giving themselves an autopsy. What do you think $10 million would get you for that? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What is it that the Republicans need to do? We've been talking about this for a while now. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right. Well, you know, we were a little sad because we knew that you had to go to a funeral, so I hope it wasn't too bad.
Oh, yes. You know what? It was actually really well done, and it wasn't too bad. The only part that got me, and you probably know this song, you know when someone sings Ave Maria? Ooh.
Yeah.
That is tough, man. When they hit those notes, you're like, oh. But it was good. It was a good celebration. So no, it was good.
Yeah, that's what they That's what the song of Danny Boy says. You're singing Ave Maria for me.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to that CPAC. I know you went last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was expecting something really, you know, serious. And it seemed to me that it's just anybody who had, you know, a couple $100, you know, you were in CPAC, you know. If you had $1,000, you got to sit a little closer to the speakers. But, I mean, the talk show hosts, you know, were lined up out there. You didn't have to spend any money to look at them. They were just, you know,
there.
Doing their shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is not as a serious thing as it, you know, they build it up. So-and-so spoke at CPAC. You know, it's an opportunity for politicians to get publicity. That, you know, the news will, you know, say, okay, they said this at CPAC. But it's not, it's just anybody who's got a couple $100 can show up there. And, you know, one thing I learned is that both Cruz and Rubio are Cuban, you know?
Yes, yes.
They're not Mexican. I thought Cruz was Mexican.
No, mm-mm.
It was, you know, they did their little performances, you know, Palin got up there and did, she looked like the Statue of Liberty with that big gulp up in the air like that. It was, she was much better, in my opinion, than anybody else. I don't know what it was, maybe because she really is, you know, not running for anything, but she was just, she was the show. Cruz got up there at the end and he spoke without notes and without teleprompters for, you know, almost an hour. But, Rand Paul is the one that most of the young guys like, and the girls like Rubio. And that, you know, I think those two came in 25% and 23% of the vote. And the question I guess might be, because you're asking the question of what should the GOP do for the you know, the rebranding or the refocusing for the Latino vote. I don't know if it's Rubio and Cruz. If they mentioned it, it will be interesting. You're in Texas. Now, do most Latinos in Texas know that Cruz is Cuban instead of Mexican? Okay. Hello? Okay.
CPAC situation that Tomas was talking about, and the $10 million and the 50,000 people questioned what the view was, is that the party was characterized by stuffy old guys. So Rens Priebus, who is the RNC director, says it was painful to hear it. And, you know, some of the, we've got some rising stars, and it's people that we've talked about before, Paul Ryan, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker, the Wisconsin governor, the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, the South Carolina governor, and a slew of others. Rand Paul is on that list, obviously, too, but they say they're going to make big changes. We're going to make big changes, and it's reaching out to the people we need to reach out to in the Black community and the Hispanic community. Then we have to have boots on the ground, and that's the difference. That's the autopsy we've given ourselves as to why we didn't do so well the last time around. Let's go to Stacy, who's listening to us in Mississippi. Hey, Stace.
How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, sir? What do you want to talk about?
To begin with, I heard you first talking about something new at college or whatever with guns and everything, right?
Yeah, I was talking about the almost potential bomb problem at University of Central Florida. And should students be able to arm themselves to protect themselves?
Not at school, no, ma'am. I don't believe they should. And also, like, background checks when you're buying a gun, I believe in that. And students, which has never been done that I know of anywhere, I think students should be done, and I think they should be done maybe twice a year to see if something's going on, you know, wrong with them. If they've been having fights with people or something's going on wrong with them at school. It's never been done in a school that I know of, school, college, or anything. No, not a school, any kind of school, high school, college, or anything. No one should be able to tote a weapon besides a guard. And what's worth $10 million or $10 billion, Republicans are admitting to me, if I had it, to get rid of Obama.
Get rid of Obama, that had to be the one singular thing, and I guess it wasn't. Because there's too many splinters, yeah.
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 You didn't get that part on Reagan. It'd be worth $10 million to get rid of him to me.
I got you. I see what you mean. I caught on. You got me hooked there. I got it. All right. Thanks, Stacey. The Republicans say that, you know, listen, and again, this is handicapping. This is going back and looking at strategy and looking at criticizing what happened last time around and how can we understand what the principles are a little bit better. We'll flush it out a little more next here on ATN.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Is that no one person gets to decide the law. No one person gets to decide your guilt or innocence.
All right, that's Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who at the CPAC conference, and that was a little shout out from the CPAC conference, he was number one in the straw poll. Not a surprise, getting a lot of publicity, higher profile, certainly lately, with the big, bad filibuster. What do you think the Republicans need to do? Spend $10 million and figure out 10 million other ways of how to beat Democrats. And this is all going back and figuring out what happened and what didn't happen the last time around in the election. And it's, I'll say this, it's very clear, it is true. If you statistically take all the emotion out of it, all the fury, everything else about what happened in the election, and just look at the numbers, if Romney had had the Hispanic vote that George Bush had when he won, he could have beaten Obama. In fact, he probably would have beaten Obama, but he had nothing in that category. Zilch. Nothing. And it's interesting because Obama's approval rating, while all this discussion is happening, is down lower than it's been in a very, very long time. And this is this new national survey, a CNN ORC international poll, showing that it's dipped below 50% since the first time since September. Half the public saying they disapprove of the job that he's doing. And those numbers are interesting because of coming into the second term. So what does it mean? The Republican Party's unfavorable rating is over 50% among men, women, the young, the old, the rich, the poor, just about every region of the country besides the South, where the Republicans can manage no better than 45%. to 45% tie on the question. The Republican Party is not celebrating the Obama sag in the approval ratings because they're focusing on this new strategy, the new strategy of trying to aggressively pursue minorities and not pushing minorities off to the side. Not that they were, not that some of the candidates were necessarily doing that, but that's the way it was perceived, and playing to the same song, playing the hits to the same people who want to be embraced by the hits. But you know, here's my question. How authentic is that? You know, how authentic is that? You know, the two people we just talked to, Tomas in Michigan and Stacy in Mississippi, both of those guys, two different areas of the country, I would say, you know, if you listen to them and shake your head and you don't agree, or if you agree with what they're saying, you get that they're authentic. I think both of those guys come across as what they are, that they're authentic people. And I think that was more the problem. That's the problem with the Republican Party. I've said this before. Why try to manipulate somebody into something that they aren't? If whatever the strategy is, whatever the campaigning took on, instead of trying to appease everybody and reach out to everybody, not saying that you don't want to go and speak to all different kinds of crowds and reach out to minorities, but saying that if this was your strategy, this is what you want to do, and you do it authentically, then that's different than being pushed down this ramp of do this, 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 here's your talking points. That's not a good deal. That's not the, I don't think that's the way to go. And they had this 100-page report that came out of the headquarters, the Republican headquarters, and they were very careful about how they read it, how they talked about it, because of the Republican numbers being so underwater, that let's rebrand, and come up with a way to change the perception as stuffy old white men, because that's not true. It's not true. So how do we do that? And Priebus is the guy. He's the Republican National Committee chair. And this was a month-long autopsy. This is lots of conversations. You know, Obama was so favored by Hispanic Latino voters, 71% to 27%. That this domination, especially when you look at the demographic numbers, and that number was the killer number. That was the killer number. And then you think of all the debates the Republicans had. And that would be the other thing I would say. While I might have enjoyed the debates, you might have enjoyed the debates, how much do the debates take away from actual time of being on the ground and talking to people? If you talk to more people, shake more hands, be more authentic, then that idea of this guy or this person's different floats around. You know that old saying about hope floats? It floats. And that it just didn't float. It didn't flow, and it didn't float. So I don't know, maybe is that $10 million well spent? Or is it $10 million frittered away? Hopefully $10 million well spent. Hopefully that's what it is. Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, we're kind of kicking around with an old school, big time TV radio mogul, and in his day and even now with some of the things that he's doing, talking to him a little bit about the craziness of television and ratings, and boy, the talk about losing and having to rebrand. Here's a great example. Matt Lauer and the Today Show has become like the Republican Party after the 2012 election. $50 million is what they're losing. They're bleeding $50 million. And who's picking it up off the street like a penny face up? Good morning, America. See, this is what happens. You ditch a bunch of people, throw up somebody else, and then it becomes the unauthentic Peacock Network. We're just too tired to be fooled, aren't we? I really think there's something to that word. I used to think it was so cheesy. It sounded like such a cheesy word, authentic. Like somebody looked it up in the dictionary. He's authentic. They're authentic. But now I'm saying that that word's a good word. And to me, that's what the Republican Party needs. How about some conversation, some common sense? Even if there's a reason to disagree, have the common sense arguments instead of the talking over each other and screaming at the top of our lungs arguments, and nobody walks away from knowing anything different about the candidate or candidates. It just hurts everyone across the board in the effort to have a Republican in there. And we're very dangerously close, if that isn't addressed, to becoming the kind of country that swings way too much in one direction. It's never good for somebody in for one party to have utter and complete domination. Even though it would be nice in some ways, it's not good because of what happens, the whole power corrupts thing. I got to squeeze this in here about Cyprus, the EU rescue that seems to be backfiring. $13 billion agreement to bail out Cyprus. The EU this weekend thought they had doused the flames on its single currency, the euro. But Cyprus has run into problems because banks are heavily exposed to Greek debt. So this eruption of panic has to be contained. So what do you do? There could be a run on the banks and it'll spill over into other areas, but they're trying to convince people not to panic, not to run and to bail out money. The president even said Cyprus is in a tragic situation and the rescue package was probably the best one for them. $13 billion. And in a sense, it's kind of chump change, but not to Cyprus. About 50% of Cyprus's total economy, in fact. That's what it is. So this is the largest bank, one of the largest anyway, bank bailouts ever. Second only to the 97 bank bailout in Indonesia. Cyprus. Not getting any hope there. Hope is not floating. Is not floating there. The economic woes are such that it's frightening. And Monday is a bank holiday in Cyprus, so it'll take effect maybe Tuesday. The parliament has to vote. Electronic bank transfers were suspended. ATM withdrawals were limited. But even the cash machines quickly were dry. They just ran out as so many people in Cyprus rushed to withdraw as much money as they could. To just leave the bare minimum and get everything out of their accounts. So this is going to be interesting to watch. The parliamentary vote in Cyprus was postponed and now looks like a pretty big moment for the politics there. The president's party has only 20 of the 56 seats in parliament. And we live in the greatest country, don't we, on the face of the earth, and we see what's happening in Cyprus and say, oh, thank goodness we're not dealing with that. Oh, the banks are closed. There's a run on the banks. Looks like everything's going down the tubes. And even with this big bailout, what are we going to do? And Cyprus is absolutely an island country to watch because so goes Cyprus. So goes the rest of us. Hang with us, Mr. Primo, in the wings. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
The show, Al Primo, and let me tell you, if I read his resume, it's going to take all night for this one, but he has amazing credentials, including an Edward R. Murrow Peabody Award and a whole bunch of other stuff. But the key thing is he's a TV media analyst, and we can talk about so much with Al. It's unbelievable what's happening in television these days. Al, thanks for coming on the show.
Great, Kate. Nice to be with you.
Hey, let's talk about the Peacock. What's going on with NBC and especially the Today Show? Because morning is where it's at. More people watch morning television than the evening news now. So is it all the musical chairs since Katie Couric left, or what's happened to the morning show there?
Well, I think that the big draw at the Today Show was Katie Couric and Meredith Vieira, you know, working with Matt Lauer, and with Matt working with those two very talented women, you know, he managed to get his salary up there to about $25 million a year. And when they left, you know, he was standing there holding holding court, and it's not coming off very well because he's not able to manage that show by himself on his own. So that's basically the problem. And that, of course, comes through when you're a viewer, you see it. You know, he has had a Q score of about 19, which is pretty high for television.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last few months, it's gone from 19 to 9.
Oh!
That's trouble, as you know. And, you know, that's just what the viewers are reacting. So they don't know what to do over there at the moment. And while they're doing that, they're losing $50 million in a year. So Good Morning America, which has been really working its tail off, has suddenly, well, not suddenly, but in the last 6 months, has become the number one morning program in America. And as you know, when you get good ratings, you know, dollars and advertising dollars follow. So Good Morning America is up by $50 million and advertising, and NBC is down.
So there is there any truth to the rumor since Matt Lauer's got to be a little bit worried about that, obviously, that he may be the new host of Jeopardy eventually? Is that true?
Well, there was some talk in the media that that he was being considered to be the new host of Jeopardy when Alex Trebek resigns. I know Alex Trebek, and he's not resigning very soon because he loves what he's doing. As a matter of fact, when he had his heart attack, he made sure that they didn't get a replacement for him because he wanted to continue to do the show, and they waited for him to get out of the hospital. And, you know, it's not a very difficult program to do. You know, you sit up there and you can do, a month's worth, a week's worth in one sitting. So if his health holds up, I think he's going to be fine. And I just can't see Matt Lauer with the kind of Q score that he has moving into that kind of a slot.
Yeah. I said this in the beginning, and truly, it's amazing, Al, the things that you've done in the past and the things you continue to do. One of the things I find very interesting is you're a founding partner of MediaLink, and that, for people who don't know, MediaLink distributes corporate videos and whatnot all over the place, and you were the director of U.S. Newswire, and that was, of course, picked up by Warren Buffett. So you've been very, very busy. What was media like? That had to be, it had to be fun to do the MediaLink thing.
Well, it was. You know, I think that corporate America, you know, never really had a chance to have journalists working with their materials. You know, they were working mostly with public relations people. And as you know, public relations people don't have the same kind of journalistic standards that the broadcast journalists do. And what we were able to do is to bring that that ethic to corporations and to tell their story in a newsy way and in a way that the audience could grasp it. And it's been very successful. Now, U.S. Newswire, you know, our government has, by law, the requirement to release every bit of information on actions that it takes, whether it's the Post Office Department or the Justice Department or any number of the fund, you know, any number of the agencies in Washington are required to tell America what they're doing. And the way they do that is they put out press releases. And so we started this company, which was a wire, which was and still is a wire service that sends these news releases out to the media, to newspapers, radio, and television stations. And, you know, we were able to get good contracts and build that. You know, it was just two nice young guys starting the idea of, you know, putting these news releases into the newsrooms. And next thing you know, they've, you know, they have the White House under contract and Justice Department and all the members of Congress. And Warren Buffett saw that as an opportunity and bought the company.
Yeah, when he sees an opportunity, you know that, he jumps, definitely. And then one of the funny things, I think, is because I used to have a friend that owned a radio station, and boy, I mean, I love radio, and I know you love radio, too. And
I used to own a radio station.
Yeah.
I was very happy to do that.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, what was that like, running the radio station?
Oh, it was great.
Was it?
It was great. It was a lot of fun. It was in Waterbury, Connecticut, and I think the only mistake we made was you know, it's all location, location, location. I really, you have to work just as hard at a small radio station as you do at a big radio station. So if I had it to do over again, I would have not bought in Waterbury. I'd have bought it in, you know, New York City or Chicago or Philadelphia.
And, there you go.
Because, I mean, we really did a wonderful thing. And I think, you know, the whole everything stems from my blessing of creating this eyewitness news format, which, as you know, changed the world of broadcast journalism. And, you know, this was something that was needed. You know, it took news from the stage of the anchorman preaching the news to the audience to creating a news family and creating a comfortable program to watch. And the audience is rewarded us with great ratings, and it really set this tone for what broadcast journalism is all about. So all the stations now do Eyewitness News, whether they call it Eyewitness News or News Center or Action News, it's all Eyewitness News. And now I'm doing Eyewitness News for teenagers. So we have a 30-minute program called Teen Kids News, which is on 200 television stations, and it's teenagers, you know, doing the news.
Yeah, and what's it like to work with the teenagers? I mean, they have to be like putty in your hands, I would imagine.
Well, they're wonderful to work with. You know, young people have so many great ideas and, you know, a lot of enthusiasm for what they do, and they're cute as hell, and they're dedicated. You know, you see these kids, blogging and, you know, looking up subjects and, you know, sending ideas to us, and, you know, it's just a thrill to work with them, yes.
And for the Teen Kid News, do they do all the sorts of things that teenagers would be interested in?
Yeah, we do stories on bullying. We do stories on how to better, you know, do better homework reports, how to write an essay better, and then we visit places. You know, last week we were in Budapest, Hungary, you know, just doing a historical piece about something that I didn't even know, is that Budapest was two cities, Buda and Pest. And some guy built a bridge connecting those two cities, and it became Budapest in Hungary. And, you know, so we were there. One of our producers was on vacation in Europe and, you know, took his camera and his daughter and shot that wonderful 2-3 minute story.
Yeah, wow. And how fun for them to be able to actually go there and do that and be on location. Do you hope to do more location pieces with the with some of the teenagers?
Yeah, we do like to do that. We really kind of encourage these kids to, talk their parents into taking them to places. You know, we're an independent production. You know, we're not a part of a network, so we have to economize in any way we can, and that's the way we do it. Fortunately, we have some kids that actually, when I started the program, you know, we had Kathy Lee Gifford's son, Cody, doing the sports, and then when he graduated on, we had Meredith Vieira's son doing the sports, and then Paula Zahn's daughter was the anchor, and so it's been a lot of fun working with the children of these personalities.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Mr. Primo, Al Primo, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
I am pleased to be on America Tonight, and I wanted to make sure that you knew that I've written a book about this all called Eyewitness Newsman. Eyewitness Newsman is, kind of the story of how I created the Eyewitness News format, and it's right there on Amazon like everything else. So.
All right, we'll pick it up. Great. Eyewitness Newsman, that's a great title. Thanks, Al.
Okay, Kate.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.